ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, man. The NBC open to last night's Oklahoma City-Houston game. First of all, of course, that is the famous 1990s NBC opened NBA basketball. For those of you who don't know, the NBA opened up last night. I should have started with that. The defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder opened up with a double overtime win over Houston. Kevin Durant, at the end of the first overtime, pulled a Chris Webber, but they didn't call it. He called a timeout that they didn't have with 1 second left in a tied game at the end of the first overtime, and they did not call the tech. They claimed they didn't see it. It was Chris Webber, number two. Kevin Durant in his first game, he plays in Houston now, for those that are wondering, called a timeout they didn't have. The game should have ended right there, assuming that the Thunder would have knocked down the free throw. Who knows? Maybe they would not have. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, knocked down a pair of free throws late for a 125-124 double overtime win over the Rockets. In the late game, the Warriors, led by Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry, beat the Lakers without LeBron last night in the opener, 119-109. It was a doubleheader on NBC. NBC's got the NBA back, so they took a weeknight, a Tuesday night in October, and took their primetime programming, whatever it is, I don't watch whatever is on Tuesday nights on NBC, off the air to run not only a doubleheader that started at 7:30 Eastern, a one-hour pregame show. But I got to tell you, the pre-produced open heading into Oklahoma City, Houston last night. And you heard the very beginning of it, but you heard the end of it actually going into Mike Tirico, Reggie Miller, and Jamal Crawford is actually part of that group on the call last night. But the build-up to that with the 90s stars and the current stars not knowing anything about 90s NBA basketball was so well done. I'm going to play it for you. Max is convinced that even though it's roughly 3 minutes, it'll work on radio. I'm not so sure, but I want to hear it again.
I did make it
I'm
a little shorter.
We're going to play. What'd you say?
I did cut it down to about 2 minutes before Tirico
okay,
hops
good.
In.
All right, so we'll cut it down to 2 minutes. We'll play it for you in a few minutes. But look, I'm not going to lie to you. I barely knew the NBA was opening up last night. And I'm an NBA fan. And the Wizards open up their season tonight. I can't remember. I mean, it's probably not true because it was probably the same way last year and maybe the year before. I cannot remember a less thought of, less acknowledged, less, you know, even recognition of a Wizards season opener in my lifetime. You are listening to someone who is, I think, the last of a dwindling breed a dying breed. I'm a Wizards fan. I'm a lifelong Wizards Bullets fan. You know, after the Skins and after Maryland basketball, the Bullets and Wizards have always been right there. Now, it's been hard. It's been hard for much of my adult lifetime to be a fan. But, God, I enjoyed watching the John Wall, Bradley Beal, Trevor Ariza teams. He was only on a few of those teams. I loved it. I mean, I didn't miss a game. Didn't miss one. I mean, I remember being away, I forget where we were, but watching a regular season game against the Clippers in on my phone at like, you know, 11:30 at night. Here's an email. I actually wrote this one down because I had internet issues earlier and I wanted to make sure I had it. It came from Andy. Kevin, why no Wizards talk this week? They're beginning their season on Wednesday night. Andy, we are going to talk about the Wizards today. Chase Hughes is going to join us at 12 o'clock. Chase covers the team for Monumental. Chase is one of those guys that does a phenomenal job covering the team. Always love having Chase on. But to be perfectly frank with you, this is so far down the list right now. I have bought into and I am in favor of what they are doing. Tearing it down, you know, building it up with 97 draft choices and drafting, you know, 3-4 guys a year, acquiring other guys that are super young, and let's figure it out and hopefully we land on a big time star, you know, and by the year 2030, maybe they are, with the, you know, opening of a new football stadium, maybe they are a contender. This is the way to do it. There's no guarantee it'll work, but this is definitely the way to do it. But in the interim, and they feel it, the Wizards have dropped, if they weren't there already, to the least relevant team in town. It's not even close, is it? Obviously, the football team will always be number one, no matter what, you know, any post-poll shows. Okay, those of us that do what we do every day, long form, talk, interacting with, you know, a large, you know, group of people relative to some other formats, blogs, whatever, you know, we understand that if you don't talk about the football team primarily, you can hear the radio clicking from people that are, nah, I'll go to somewhere else. Talk about the NFL, talk about our football team. Sorry, anything else unless it's, you know, playoff time. Playoffs for the Wizards? No. But that's actually a question here. We're going to kick the show off with this. Change in direction, Max, from what we were going to talk about. We will talk plenty of football today. But I actually want to know if you guys agree with me. Are the Wizards by far and away the least relevant of the four major sports teams? Are they at the bottom right now? They knew they would be here. Look, they were probably here even before they got here. You know, they're just a little bit lower. It's actually, let me back up. Two-part question, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. A, did you know that the Wizards were opening up their season tonight? Be honest. Did you know that they were opening up their season tonight at Milwaukee, 8 o'clock, Monumental Sports? The call on the radio will be excellent as well. Did you know that they were opening up the season tonight? The call on the radio will be right here on the Team 980, right? What time do we start our coverage?
I believe it would be 6:45. Let me take a look.
The game's at 8. Is there an hour and 15-minute pregame show?
Then it'll be 7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Excuse me for sniffling. I sneezed about 15 times right before the show started. I don't know what I got in the studio right now. Did you know, two-part question, did you know that they were opening up their season tonight? And where are they on the hierarchy, the four professional sports team ranking of importance for DMV sports fans? I say right now, it's not even debatable. They're at the bottom. I mean, I guess you could debate that the Nationals are right there with them. I think you could. Look, this is coming from a place of I do care. And I will. Last year, I acknowledged. It was the first year that I did not go to a game in my lifetime since I was, you know, a young kid. Usually, you know, typically, and I don't go as a media member. I've gone as a media member, but usually I'll go to two or three games a year minimum, even when they're bad. And last year I didn't. Last year was the first year that I didn't tune in to a lot of games, even for a little bit. But I still, I want to be clear, I am totally on board with this, the pain that we're going through to get to something hopefully much better. I've always said, long contended, that if the Wizards were ever a legitimate NBA championship contender in May, in June, it would be the clear-cut, easy number two in this town. Those of you that know DC and have been here, you know what I am about to say is true. Even though we consume football more than anything else, as in our professional football team, it is a basketball town at its core. More people are involved in and participate in the sport of basketball than any other sport in the city. We have the best youth through high school basketball in the country. I mean, I guess you could debate, but DC's always right there in the conversation. The WCAC, the Catholic League, top to bottom, is the best high school basketball league in America. All right? No one would debate that. Now, there are the basketball factories, the sports factory schools, the IMGs, the Montverdes, etc. But in terms of a conference top to bottom, all right, no league in the country can match the WCAC, the Washington Catholic Association Conference. All right? It has always been the best. There are more NBA players from Prince George's County than any other county in America. It's in the water. Did a documentary on it. We are a basketball town at our core in terms of what people actually are involved in.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there are other sports at the youth level, high school level, that this area is top-notch in. You know, lacrosse is one of them. You know, I know that that's not a total DM thing, a DMV thing. It is much more of a suburban thing. It is, in many cases, more of a private school thing. But the best basketball in this city is played in the private schools, too. That breaks my heart. I grew up in a public school setting, played high school basketball, and back when I played high school basketball, not every single kid with a lot of talent jumped to a private school. A lot did, but not everybody. But now everybody, because of AAU, because of all of the, you know, opportunities to see players year-round, if you've got talent, more likely than not, you're not playing at your local public school. With that said, let me digress. The number one player in the 2027 class. He just reclassed to 2026, and he's a top five prospect, is the kid that goes to Blake in Montgomery County. He started at DeMatha and then went to Blake. I don't know yet. I'm blanking on his name. It's Blake. I'll get the name again. The kid that's at Blake in Montgomery County is going, people are projecting him as a possible number one overall NBA pick by the year 2028 or 2029, sooner, 2028. And he plays in public school. But for the most part, the public schools lose all of their talent to the private schools. Lacrosse is a power, we're a powerhouse market for lacrosse and basketball. Those would be the two sports. I was actually informed this morning, not that I didn't know this, but I had to do this thing, this breakfast thing, where I, you know, did a Q&A with people, and somebody brought up the fact that this is an excellent crew town. I knew Georgetown was good at crew. I know Gonzaga and some of the local high schools are good at crew. Can't really talk about crew on a radio show, all due respect, no offense. But anyway, basketball-wise, I've always felt that if the Wizards ever, and they haven't since 1979, if they ever got to the point, I mean, that is 46 years, if you're counting, nearly a half century, but if they ever had a legitimate championship contending team, this would be the clear-cut number two, and people would go wild over it. That's why I got excited about some of the teams, you know, some of the Randy Whitman teams, some of the Scott Brooks teams, you know, with John and Beal and Gortat and Nene and Trevor and Pierce. And I love those teams. I actually thought those were good teams. I knew that they weren't championship caliber teams, but I knew that they could go to the playoffs every year and win a series and hopefully two at some point, which never happened. They got close. If they had been in an Eastern Conference Finals against Cleveland or against Miami, it would have been a really big deal, I think. But now, as they're going through this tear it all down, build it all up, the process, it's irrelevant. I understand, and they understood the risk in doing it this way, but I am on board with them doing it this way. But two-part question. Did you know, honestly, that they were opening up their season tonight, and where do the Wizards rank among the four sports teams in town? I will tell you, for me, even now, it, you know, after the Skins, after Terps Hoops, the Wizards are three for me, and then Maryland football would be four. But I will pay attention. I'm looking forward to watching Trey Johnson, the number six overall pick in the first round. I was very much, you know, excited about this selection. I think he's got a chance to be one of those guys. He's 6'5". He can shoot it. He can score. I'm excited about watching his development. I'm excited about watching the continued development of guys like Koulibaly and Carrington. Kyshawn George, for sure. He was my favorite player when I watched last year in terms of his overall kind of upside. Alex Saar, obviously the number two pick in the draft. You know, we've got a 7-foot, you know, defensive shot blocking. I think he's got a good stroke. We'll see if it holds up. But there's a lot of young players. You know, Cam Whitmore's back in town. This is a local kid who ended up at Villanova and played, you know, after he was drafted in the first round by Houston for the Rockets the last couple of years. We'll talk to Chase more about the team in general. But I'm excited to watch it. I don't know how long it can keep my attention this year, especially during football season. The answer is not much. But two-part question. Did you know they were opening up their season tonight? And where do they fall on the rankings of the four major, major professional sports teams in town? I would say Skins, at this point, honestly, the Caps, Nats, Wizards. That's my order. And there's a big, big delta, large difference between one and then two, three, and four in terms of just mass appeal. Mass appeal. Phone lines are open. I do want to play, though, the open to last night. Because I, you know, in watching last night, I kept thinking, God, it would be so great if our team was a part of something like this on opening night. So great if they were a part of what happens in May and June. You know, it's exciting. I've been on here many times, many years, pitching to those of you that don't like the NBA. If you're a sports fan and you don't like the NBA playoffs, I question how big of a sports fan you are, because it's about as compelling and dramatic a product as we have in sports. The NBA playoffs are nothing like the NBA regular season. I would say that about the NHL. The NHL's playoffs are super exciting, and I'm not even a hockey guy. The baseball playoffs the same way. But in terms of the way the sport is played, it's night and day. It's completely different. All right, so phone lines are open for that two-part question. Honestly, did you know that the Wizards were opening up their season tonight? And then, B, where do the Wizards fall on the hierarchy, on the four-team ranking of our four major professional sports? I'm going to take you out into this first break with what was, I think, an unbelievably produced, very exciting, moving, nostalgic look back. Where did you pick it up, Max? You didn't tell me how you cut this.
Oh, I just picked it. Somebody like literally posted the entire open on YouTube, so I was able to.
So
just
it's
get the whole
you
thing.
Have you know you have all the young players of yep. today talking about the 90s, mm-hmm. and then you get into the older players,
yep.
right? Okay,
that's it.
We'll take you to break with this. We'll see how it works on radio, but it was so well done, and to hear the John Tesh round ball rock theme back was. It was cool. Now, I'll tell you, the 80s theme on CBS was pretty good, too.
When I say the NBA on NBC, what memories come to mind?
I have none, zero.
1990s?
Oh, I need a memory from there?
I have no idea.
I wasn't old enough.
I wasn't alive, man.
Right, yeah, you're joking, right? No.
Michael Jordan.
You really want to know that, right? The era that I played, you got a picture painted of authenticity, just genuine love for the game.
Yeah.
Super nostalgia. It was just super dope and inspiring for me.
The fondest memory of the 90s was just all the rivalries. The heyday of the NBA.
All right, I want to see MJ play.
Magic Johnson, Reggie got you going. You can feel the contention. You can feel the competitiveness on the basketball court.
People always ask me, which era do I prefer?
That's for you to decide.
Yes! A true magician with a basketball in hand.
Jay, Jokic, Giannis. Basketball truly is a global sport.
The game we all love.
Oh, yeah, it's back.
Cue up the music.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.